Hi, turning back the clock on July 22nd, the day in 1956 when Buddy Holly recorded That'll Be the Day.
Well, that'll be the day.
Actually, this isn't the version recorded on that day. Truth is, the record company hated it, so Buddy and the boys were forced to re-record it 6 months later. In 1983, Dick Smith completed his solo helicopter flight around the world.
I did the flight really for purely selfish reasons. I wanted the challenge. I wanted to see if I could do it. And I was, I think, more surprised than most people that I actually finished it.
Birthdays, legendary actor Terrence Stamp is 82. He was in The Collector, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and played General Zod in two Superman movies.
Is there no one on this planet to even challenge me?
Danny Glover turned 74. He was in the films Colour Purple and Witness before teaming up with Mel Gibson for the Lethal Weapon movies.
Never met anybody you didn't kill?
Well, I haven't killed you yet.
Well, don't do me no favours.
Eagles drummer and singer Don Henley turned 73 today. He sung on Eagles hits like Best of My Love and Hotel California. This was his biggest solo single. William Dafoe is 65, stack of movies, played the Green Goblin in Spider-Man, but he was brilliant in Mississippi Burning.
Not only do I have the guts, I have the authority.
David Spade, best known for Joe Dirt, Dickie Roberts, former child star, and Just Shoot Me, celebrates his 56th.
Well, 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 looky here. Sweet little hayseed, come on out to the big city to be a model.
And Daniel John's one half of the hit duo Savage Garden turns 47. Estelle Getty, the US actress best known for playing Sophia on The Golden Girls, died on this day in 2008, aged 84.
I'm cursed with these square feet. When I was a girl in Sicily, we were too poor for shoes, so I wore olive oil cans.
Wonderful. Remembering Estelle Getty on July 22nd.